This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A charity ship carrying aid for Gaza left Cyprus on Tuesday, aiming to open a sea route to deliver supplies to a population aid agency say is on the brink of famine. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Gaza has been sealed off from the outside world since Israel began its air and ground invasion 5 months ago, and the United Nations has warned of widespread starvation. The charity ship Open Arms sailed out of the port of Larnaca, towing a barge containing flour, rice and protein. The journey to Gaza could take as long as 2 days because of the heavy tow barge. Bureaucratic obstacles and insecurity have hampered aid deliveries since the start of the war on October 7th. Aid agencies say the latest resort to sea routes and airdrops can provide only limited relief, since Israel has sealed off most land crossings.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. The Biden administration said that the United States will send a new military aid package for Ukraine. VOA's Rick Pantaleo tells us more.
The newly announced military aid package for Ukraine is worth $300 million and is the first such move in months as additional funds for Kyiv remain blocked by Republican leaders in Congress. The White House has been scrambling to find ways to send more military assistance given the situation on the battlefield and the resistance to the funding from Republican hardliners. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the funding was coming from unanticipated cost savings from Pentagon contracts that would be used for artillery rounds and munitions for high-mobility artillery rocket systems. Sullivan added that this ammunition will keep Ukraine's guns firing for a period, but only a short period. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com.